coming to you from the Lydia Media Studios in the heart of Lewiston, Auburn. It's Lydia's Lunch Bunch, LA's afternoon morning show with Mark and Sarah. We're covering news and events in the greater LA area and talking to the people making a difference in our community. Feel free to share your comments, questions, or suggestions via email at podcast@lydiamediallc.com.
And today's show is brought to you by Rupert's Beverage and Redemption. When it comes to beer, wine, and spirits, don't botch it,
squatch it.
At four locations in Lewiston, Auburn, and Oxford. Learn more at rupertsbeverage.com, and remember, the party starts at Rupert's.
And we have the pleasure of being joined in studio today by the owner of Poland Spring Resort and the vice president of Poland Spring Preservation Society, Cindy Robbins.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
Hi. Thank you for joining us today. It's always great to see your smiling face. Mm-hmm. We're going to learn a lot about the stress-free zone and a whole lot more today, right?
Oh, absolutely.
All right. Hi. Looking forward to that. Before we get there, let's take a look at some headlines for Wednesday, July 16th.
Maine Senator Rachel Talbot Ross was in the nation's capital yesterday to tout the new state-based Universal Health Care Act. If passed, it would pave the way for states to implement universal health care. Sponsors say it's especially needed following the approval of a federal budget bill that cut over $1 trillion in health care spending.
The Sun Journal reports that the future of Otto Pizza in Auburn is uncertain as the restaurant closed on July 2nd following the unexpected passing of the licensee who owned the location. The company stated that operations are paused as the licensee's partners regroup and determine the best path forward.
Camp of Rock's End of Camp show is Friday from 6:30 to 9:30 at Lost Valley. The show culminates 2 weeks of rehearsals by young musicians under the direction of Brian Gagnon, who has been teaching kids how to rock for 20 years. The all-ages show is a rain or shine event, and for more information, you can visit lostvalleyski.com.
Brian's been doing it for 2 decades.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're so fortunate to have him.
I didn't know that until I read it yesterday.
Yeah.
My goodness.
That's a long time to rock.
It is.
Shall we talk about the weather?
Let's do it.
Rain or shine, it's all okay. Grab your uke and start the day. You don't need perfect skies above. Hey, just a song and a little love. I cracked her up.
We're full of surprises, Cindy.
Yeah, I can see that.
That's our weather song.
I did not expect that.
That's our weather song.
Blue skies and sunshine today. We'll have a high of 89 and a low of 65.
That's hot.
Gorgeous.
That's hot.
Cloudy tomorrow with a chance of afternoon showers, high of 82 and a low of 69, and sunshine returns on Friday with highs in the upper 70s.
In sports, the National League won last night's All-Star game. The game was tied 6-6 after 9 innings, leading to the swing-off tiebreaker, which the NL won 4-3. Philadelphia's Kyle Schwarber was named Most Valuable Player. Red Sox pitcher Aroldis Chapman pitched a scoreless 9th inning.
Disturbing news coming out of the Colossae yesterday. New Colossae management company, Milltown Sports and Entertainment, has ended discussions with the owners of the Maine Nordiques, Shift Sports Entertainment. Milltown distributed a press release yesterday citing Shift's inability to honor financial obligations that have ended the possibility of the Nordiques returning to the Colossae. That is your news, weather, and sports. And right now it's time for the podcast segment that is
Sweeping
the Twin Cities. It's time for Famous People Birthdays.
They're famous. It's their birthdays. It's Famous People Birthdays. It's Famous People Birthdays. Cindy's just staring at me.
I
wrote the music and Mark wrote the words.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
He was grooving along to that one.
And then we just threw it together. That was like take number 2, right?
Yeah.
We were like, that'll do.
We have one more for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Buckle up.
I don't know about that, Cindy.
Saved the best for last.
Let's take a look at FPBs for July the 16th, shall we?
Yeah.
All right. Let's start off with actor and former teen model Phoebe Cates, 62 years old today. She was in Fast Times at Ridgemont High in 1982. She was in Gremlins mm-hmm. in 84.
Her character was so sweet in Gremlins.
I know.
Oh my gosh, you felt for her.
I watched that movie, I don't know, within the past 5 years.
Yeah.
And I think it's way more disturbing now than it was back then.
Yeah. As a kid, I was like, this is funny. Yeah. Now I'm like, oh my God, this is traumatic.
Right.
This is hard.
And she was also in, what, Sarah?
We can't skip over Drop Dead Fred.
No, we
can't.
That's
one of the best movies that's ever been made.
Yes.
But Phoebe Cates starred in a little-known film with Willie Ames called Paradise. And it's basically just a ripoff of The Blue Lagoon, which did not star Willie Ames.
That's right.
But somebody else.
You got it.
Who I think looks very much like Willie Ames.
You are correct.
That's right.
And Phoebe Cates has also been married to actor Kevin Klein
since
1989.
Yeah. Yeah, that's like 100 years in real people.
Yes.
Marriages.
Yep. Dancer Michael Flatley.
Oh, Lord of the Dance? Michael Flatley?
He is 67 years old today.
Wow.
Yes. Remember all those Riverdance commercials we used to see in the day? Yeah, that was Michael Flatley and his cast of characters.
I remember that. I know who Michael Flatley is, but what I remember most is that Chandler Bing from Friends is terrified of him.
Why?
Because his feet seemingly move independently from his body.
Yeah, Michael created and performed in Irish dance shows Riverdance, Lord of the Dance, Feet of Flames, and Celtic Tiger Live.
I would love to see Feet of Flames.
Right?
Yes.
And he formerly held the Guinness World Record for tap dancing 35 times per second.
Wow, that's fast.
And his feet were at one time insured for $57 million.
I mean, 35 times per second?
$57 million?
For his feet? Just his feet.
Wow. Drummer Stuart Copeland of The Police.
Of The Police.
Is 73 years old today.
He is a treasure.
He sure is.
He's a very talented drummer. He's like got that snappy, like, I love it.
Yeah.
I love his style.
Mm-hmm. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as a member of The Police in 2003 and the Modern Drummer Hall of Fame in 2005.
Is he on a list somewhere, you think?
If he is, I bet he's at least top 10.
Top 10, of the top 100 drummers of all time. He's got to be in there. He's got to be.
And rounding out FPBs for July the 16th is actor Will Ferrell.
Talk about a treasure.
Yep.
Yeah.
That guy.
58 years old today.
Love him. He's got to be one of the funniest people to ever walk the earth. He's just,
I agree.
He's funny with the sound off. He's just funny.
Yep. Effortlessly funny, it seems at times.
Funny. Yes.
Yeah. Made so many funny moves. I think Step Brothers, one of my favorites.
Talladega Nights.
Anchorman. Yeah.
Anchorman. He was the voice of the main character in the Lego movie, too. And he did this great movie that was not a comedy called Stranger Than Fiction, in which he plays the main character of a novel that's being written, only he doesn't know that he's a character in the novel until the writer tries to kill him.
Oh,
It's kind of funny, but it's very heartfelt, and it's just a lovely movie.
Yeah,
it's really fantastic. I just saw an interview too with Will Ferrell where he was talking with his dad and telling his dad what he wanted to do, and his dad was like, "Well, you know, it's okay if you don't make it." Just gave him gave him permission to not make it as a comedian, and he said that that was the thing that gave him freedom. Like he was like, "Yeah. If I don't make it, it's not a big deal. Like, I'll just go give it everything I have and see what happens. And look what happened." Like, he's truly amazing.
Those are your FPBs for July the 16th. Mm-hmm. And now it's time for some OTDs.
It happened on this day. It happened on this day. It happened on this day.
All right, Cindy, what'd you think of that one?
Oh, my. You have too much free time.
Yeah.
Agreed. Okay, that's a fair assessment. Although that is the most positive review I've ever received on that jingle. Can I quote you on that?
Oh, absolutely. Boy.
Thank you.
Here we go. On this day 8 years ago in 2017, legendary Night of the Living Dead director George A. Romero died at the age of 77. He did not rise from the grave.
Aww.
Nope, didn't do it.
Would have been great if he did.
Yes, yes, it would have.
Yeah, brilliant mind right there.
Yeah. 39 years ago in 1986, Dollywood Amusement Park opened in Tennessee.
I heard that's one of the best amusement parks in the country.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard that too.
Let's go.
We should all go.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? Let's go right now.
Let's do it. All right. See you, everybody.
I own a shuttle.
Do you?
I do.
Let's
the Poland Spring shuttle?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Here we go.
Let's
We're on
do it.
All right. 59 years ago in 1966, Eric Clapton, Jack Bruce, and Ginger Baker formed the band Cream.
Awesome band.
See, that's good news.
In
where would we
the
be without
white
them?
Room. Right, that one.
And here's something everyone in Oklahoma City can celebrate. 90 years ago in 1935, Oklahoma City installed the very first parking meters.
Aw.
Wow.
How nice of them.
How nice of them. And we all have been running after change ever since.
That's right. A reason to carry quarters on.
Oh, they don't have any quarters.
Now they all take credit cards.
That's true.
Yeah, they do.
Yep.
It's not a quarter anymore.
That's also not a, yeah. You get 5 minutes for a quarter.
It's like 10 bucks an hour.
So silly.
Yeah.
That is your OTDs.
And FPBs for July the 16th.
Whether you want a sit-down meal or a grab-and-go, Pat's Pizza in Auburn offers delicious sandwiches, pasta, salads, and pizza at family-friendly prices. Pat's Pizza, serving the L.A. area since 1985. Open daily from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. at 85 Center Street in Auburn. Online at patsauburn.com.
Now we shift focus fully to our guest in studio, owner of Poland Spring Resort and vice president of the Poland Spring Preservation Society, Cindy Robbins.
And so much more.
So much more. We're just scratching the surface here. But Cindy, we are here to talk about, obviously, the resort and the Preservation Society.
Well, thank you.
Let's get a little bit of history on the Preservation Society. What's it all about?
So the founder is Mr. Aikman, who was the news director at Channel 8, which used to be housed in the Presidential Inn. And the night of the big Poland Spring House fire, July 3rd, 1975, he went on the air for 4 hours straight, broadcasting the Great Fire, which at one point, I don't know if it's true still, was the largest fire in the state of Maine ever had.
Oh.
So after the fire, he was very concerned about saving these two buildings, the Maine State Building and the All Souls Chapel. So he got a group together of like-minded people and went to Mr. Feldman, who owned the property, and to Mel Robbins, my husband, to release the option on the property and formed the Poland Spring Preservation Society. So it's a nonprofit, and they have control of both of these buildings. They own them. The Maine State Building, very interestingly, was built by the state of Maine for the Columbian Exposition, which was like a World's Fair, in 1893. Mm-hmm. And after the fair, the Rickers bought the building from the state of Maine for $30,000 and sent their crew to Chicago to take down the building piece by piece. They numbered each piece of the building.
Wow.
And then they put it on 16 railroad cars, and they had something like 17 days to do this because they were going to be pulling up the railroad tracks.
Oh.
And
it's a race.
It was a race. It was definitely
wow.
A race. The train went from Chicago to Danville Junction, right outside of Auburn.
Yeah.
And by oxen, they brought all the pieces to Poland Spring and re-erected it and reopened it in July 1895.
Wow.
And it was opened as a library, an art gallery, and artist in residence. So it was a very cool building, added a lot to the property. But by the time of this terrible fire, James Aikman, the buildings were empty. They were not being taken care of. And, you know, being a nonprofit, they could get grants and such. So anyway, so it was formed, and they started off trying to raise money. And one of the ways was this concert series that we do. Every Monday night all summer, they would have concerts in the All Souls Chapel. And then a few years ago, one of our board members said, I bet we'd get more people if we did it outside in the summer.
Mm.
So now it's outside on our gazebo, and back up for rain is the main inn. So this week we did have rain. So Erica Brown performed in the dining room, and we had over 200 people there.
Wow.
It was great.
Wow.
Yeah.
So every Monday night is a different entertainer, and they go all the way from Denny Bro to one that we're most excited about this year is a local magician that's done really well, Toby McAllister, who believe you just did an article about.
Sure did.
Yeah, he was just in the studio.
LA Metro.
Too, yeah, a couple weeks ago he was in the studio.
He had to reschedule.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. we're going to have Toby on the show within the coming weeks. But yeah, he was featured in the summer issue of LA Metro Magazine as well.
Well, he's one of the performers this summer.
Wow.
And you can come see these shows for only $5. I mean, it's so cheap.
Yeah.
Well, and you're actually supporting this. The society, right?
Like, oh, yeah, it's like absolutely. All that money goes to them.
Everything, yeah. That's amazing.
The resort is the entertainment sponsor, so we pay for the entertainment, and it works out great.
And it's a great way for people to become familiar with everything else you're doing over there, because there's a lot going on over there.
Yeah. Well, at the concert, we have a barbecue going on. So for $10, they can get a burger or and hot dogs and chicken, and it's a nice little menu and very affordable. And, you know, or they can go into the gift shop right behind it at the main inn, buy an ice cream, get some popcorn. And there is a beverage bar there, too.
So you can have a little adult beverage while you're watching the concert? Okay. Yeah. Hey.
So that's great. And then they also own the All Souls Chapel, which was built by, it's kind of really interesting. It was built and paid for mostly by the hotel guest. They wanted a place for them and the staff that lived there all summer to have a place to worship. So it was built started in 1909, and they opened the doors in 1912. It was opened as a non-denominational church, so it's part of the Catholic parish in Mechanic Falls, and also part of other parishes that are non-Catholic. So we've had every type of wedding in there, which is awesome. Most churches are affiliated with a specific religion. This one is not. So we do weddings there. We do celebrations of life. We do all kinds of things there. So that's great. And it's gorgeous. One of the really unique functions of that building is the fact that all the stained glass is not really stained glass. It's painted glass.
Oh.
And it's gorgeous. Yeah. Absolutely gorgeous.
And Cindy, you were involved in some recently passed legislation earlier
yes,
this year.
Yes, I am.
Yeah. Can you tell us about that?
It started with a movie. Well, it actually started, my husband told me the story of Togo probably 50 years ago. And in 2019, William Defoe came out with a movie called Togo. And people became very interested in the history of Togo. Togo was the lead sled dog for Sepula, who back in 100 years ago this year, 1925, there was an outbreak of diphtheria in Nome, Alaska. And he was asked with his sled dogs to go get the vaccine or whatever you call it.
Yep.
Anyway, he did. And Togo and Sepula did the longest part of the thing, 271 miles. People know of Balto, who only did 51 miles, but they know of him because he was the last dog. He was the dog that brought it into Nome, Alaska. Fast forward to the Togo movie, a young girl from Kansas City reaches out and says, "You need a statue at Poland Spring." And the reason is because Togo retired at Poland Spring. So it's really cool. So we started a fundraiser and hired an artist, David Smuss. I've never been through the process of building a statue before. They start with a little teeny model that looks like a mouse, and it just keeps growing and growing. And then they add all the detail to it, and it's gorgeous. Mm. It's our first sculpture at Poland Spring, and it's in bronze, and it's just beautiful.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
So part of the way we raised money for this was Jonathan Hayes up in Fort Kent now owns the Poland Spring Kennel, which is what they formed at Poland Spring with Togo and Balto, because Balto was also owned by Sepula. And so they started this kennel there. Well, he helped me help raise the money by doing a seven-day run across northern Maine.
Oh.
And so that was very fruitful. And then this in January, he went to Nome and did the run again 100 years later. So Jonathan's been a huge help. So Jonathan asked me about, you know, making the Sepula Siberian sled dog our state dog, which is quite the process.
Anything through Maine legislature is a process.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, I didn't know this, but one of the bills they looked at, and I think they passed, was making the peeper our state reptile.
And like the little frog, the little one you hear in the springtime.
Yeah.
Aww.
I'm like, okay. So anyway, went to my legislator, David Boyer, and Bruce Bickford was also the co-sponsor here from Auburn. Mm-hmm. Believe it or not, we got it passed. Mm-hmm. So Togo's descendants are now the state dog of Maine.
How great is that?
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
It's really great. I mean, because it honors history. I mean, sled dogs were so important to the state of Maine.
Yeah.
In the early days, especially. I mean, our mail was delivered by sled dog up north. It's important stuff.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I'm from Aroostook County. How did I not know that?
Well, there's so much stuff on the internet now that you can do research on, but yeah. No. Yeah, I mean, it becomes law 90 days after the closure, and it's going to be just about the same time as Heritage Day.
Awesome.
Oh, so you can celebrate together.
Did I lead you into that, Bill?
You sure did. You're a professional. You don't even need us here.
Oh, no. Well, it's one thing that I know a lot about. I came to work at Poland Spring when I was 16 years old, so I've lived and breathed this.
How did you come to own Poland Spring?
So I went there to work for two people that had rented Poland Spring from Mr. Feldman, who owned it. And they went belly up by August. They left. Mr. Feldman took the hotel back. I worked for him. And then I worked at the lodge as a short order cook. He leased it to Mel Robbins, 1972. And Mel asked me to be a waitress also, besides being the short order cook. So I was working about 70 hours a week when I was 17.
Oh, wow.
And Mel and I fell in love, and we got married when I was 20, 1975. And we leased it, the hotel, until 1982, when we had saved enough money to buy it.
Oh.
I mean, I came there with nothing except a car, and Mel came there with $7,000. So it's kind of a really unique story.
Mm.
That's amazing.
You think he wanted you to be a waitress so he could hang out with you more?
Probably.
It's a true love story. Oh.
Can you give our listeners just a taste of what Poland Spring Resort has to offer?
Wow.
I know.
You have so much to offer. It's tough.
Surprisingly, a lot of people only know one piece of it. So we have three hotels. We have two restaurants, which one is Mel's Hilltop Restaurant. We used to own Cindy's Dockside Restaurant. The main restaurant at the hotel serves breakfast every day all summer long. We do events there. We do the LA Chamber event there. We do the Oxford Chamber event there. But for amenities, we have an 18-hole Donald Ross golf course, one of the oldest in the state, started in 1896. We have grass tennis courts. We now have pickleball.
You do?
Oh, yeah, we do.
What?
We have pickleball. We have mini golf. We have disc golf. We have a driving range. We have cornhole. We have shuffleboard. We have, let's see, horseshoes. We have a 10,000-volume library. We do weddings, golf tournaments. I mean, it's a busy place.
All of this in little old Poland, Maine.
Yeah. But you got to remember, this place started in 1794. Yeah. Started as a stagecoach stop. And when they discovered the water and started bottling it in 1845, all these people would come from all over to drink the water.
Yeah.
And so the hotels, they just kept adding hotels and adding hotels. And then the Great Depression happened, World War One, World War Two, and the Rickers kept the property for 150 years, but they lost it in the mid-40s to the banks, and that's when things weren't taken care of.
Mm.
And Mr. Feldman bought the property in 62, and he added the main inn and the lodge on Route 26. And so, you know, it's just, that was the turnaround, having it owned by a real person. And then Mel and I came there, and we've done a lot. So
so much history there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's incredible.
Yeah. Everything has a story.
Yeah. I love that, though.
That's and you cool. can't beat the views.
Oh, my gosh. No. Up there at the gazebo? Oh, yeah. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Just beautiful.
Well, you should go to Mel's Hilltop Restaurant. Sit on that lovely deck.
Yeah.
We have a new chef, and oh, he's rocking it.
I'm curious, Cindy, what the footprint is of the resort, what the acreage is there.
So when you're going down Route 26, we own both sides of the road. Mm-hmm. On the left side is Fenn Park. It has a cottage that holds 16. It has another cottage that we do ice cream from, disc golf, mini golf, driving range on that side. So there's about 100 acres on that side. And then on the right side is the golf course, the hotels, 12 cottages. And then down at the lake, if you pass what used to be Cindy's Dockside, now is Nonsuch Brewery, just past that on the left-hand side is a red house. Yeah. That's the original beach house for the Poland Spring.
Oh.
And in the old days, when they didn't have cars, they would take horse and buggies down there to go swimming. Mr. Fellman was the first person to add a pool to the property.
Oh.
So prior to that, people would go swimming at the lake.
It's beautiful.
Every time I've been there, you're working.
I am.
I see you running around.
Riding on her golf cart.
Yes, riding the golf cart.
Yep. Running from place to place.
Dealing with staff, doing whatever you need to do. Yeah. Do you ever allow yourself just to sit out there some nights and just enjoy?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So. One of my favorite things to do, depending on the weather, is to sit in the lobby or sit on the front porch of the main inn and talk to guests.
Yeah.
They love to hear these stories. They appreciate it. I'm very blessed. I have guests. I had a guest this week that I was talking to, been coming for 40 years, the same exact week. But we're getting new customers, too. You know, when the casino opened, that brought a whole new market to us.
Oh.
We bring, there's a lot of families that come because we have so many amenities that are included in the package. So, it's good.
The tagline for Poland Spring Resort is the stress-free zone.
Yes.
And I think as soon as you pull up to the main inn and take in the views, you're like, okay, all that makes sense. All that makes sense. Let's talk a little bit about some other things available at the resort. Free admission to the museums.
We actually have, we call the also chapel and museum also, but we also have where we manage the Poland Spring Bottling Museum, which is at the bottom of the hill.
It looks so cool.
It is cool. It is cool. It is the second plant that Poland Spring had. It was considered state of the art when it opened in 1906, 1907. So guests can learn about bottling water. They can also see the original source of Poland Spring. There's a beautiful source building there. That's all cool. Italian marble inside, just beautiful.
It's amazing, like the brickwork, the tile floors, the marble, the wood.
Oh, yeah.
Everything about this building looks opulent.
Yes.
That's the best word that I can come
Absolutely.
Up with. It's just gorgeous.
Yeah. And upstairs, the water company has put in a wonderful new attraction a few years ago during COVID. It's a interactive children's museum. So the kids can learn about trains. They can learn about water. They can learn about recycling. They can learn how to cap a water bottle. I mean, it's really cool.
Nice.
And they get to put on a little outfit and sit in the train and do the horn. And I mean, it's just, I love it. And it was designed by the guy that did the Children's Museum in Portland.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it's really cool. And then prior to Northeast Bank stepping up a year ago, we used to charge a small charge to get into the museum just to help pay for some of our expenses. And Northeast Bank suggested that they be the sponsor of admission. So we've done that, and it's definitely brought us more people. More people come through the door.
Mm.
I mean, you can still spend money. You can still put money in a donation pot, but they also have some really neat main crafts that are, you know, they have a consignment shop there. And so it's really cool. And you can buy some Poland Spring memorabilia, like the Moses bottle, the original dishes for the Poland Spring House.
Wow.
In just over 2 months, on September 27th, is Heritage Day.
Yes.
What's that all about?
My husband started Poland Spring Heritage Day, probably 20 years ago. And the town was also doing Community Day. And so we joined forces and do one day for the community and anyone else. It's paid for a third by the water company, a third by me, and a third by the town of Poland, and everyone's welcome to come free. You can spend money while you're there on food and crafts and So we have crafters out front. We have music all day in the gazebo. We have music and other entertainment in the chapel. We have inflatables. We have animals to pet. We've got all kinds of stuff. And you can see Togo's statue. So this year we are doing a presentation at Togo's statue commemorating his 100th year of saving the town of Nome and the fact that we are now the state dog.
That's so cool.
Yeah, so I'm excited.
I like the statue of Togo. It's beautiful. And I was reading that they used photos of your dog.
Yes.
And images to help produce
so,
that.
I adopted a descendant of Togo from Jonathan Hayes. And let me tell you, a husky is not something you want to get involved in unless you do some research first, which I didn't. The first 2 weeks, he jumped out of 5 windows.
Yeah. They like being on top of stuff, too.
Yeah, they like to be on top of stuff. I mean, the police helped me. We shut down Route 26 to catch my dog.
Oh, my gosh. What's your dog's name?
Sawyer. He's blind. That's why he retired from being a sled dog.
Sawyer.
So I got a blind dog running through the woods. He ended up on Route 26. So it all worked out. But anyway, I've had lots of people because back to the 7-day run across northern Maine to raise this money, part of what ended up is a documentary.
Oh.
7 days, and Sawyer's the star of the
Sawyer.
Show.
Oh.
So it's on YouTube.
Okay.
I'll have to get you the name. It's something like True North something. But great movie. The videographer followed Jonathan through the woods to get all this. But, no, you cry at the end.
Yeah.
Aww.
It's when I adopt Sawyer.
Oh, man. How many weddings have you had this year?
When we're done this year, we'll be at 20. They have a choice of using the gazebo or the chapel. And if the bad weather's happened, they use the chapel. And we have 3 venues. We have the Bottling Museum, which is lovely. It holds up to 80. And then we have the Main Inn, and that holds 160. And then we have the tent, which is 40 by 80, which holds 180.
So you can have your wedding, you can have your reception, you have plenty of parking, you can do it all.
You can do it all.
And you have, your guests can stay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's everything you need to have a beautiful
wedding.
And
we do rehearsal dinners. I mean, we do whatever you need.
Love it.
I think we should mention as well, there are guided tours.
Yes, there are guided tours of both the Water Museum and the Maine State Building.
I want to go to the Water Museum. It looks really cool.
Well, they also have 10 kilometers of hiking trails behind them.
Nuh-uh.
Oh, yeah. They're gorgeous.
Okay.
And we and
<I know.
laughs> Poland Rec and Water Company and me also made a Togo storybook trail. So you can start at the bottom at the Bottling Museum, start the trail there, and you read the story of Togo. And it's a children's book all the way up to back to the Maine State Building, and you land at the statue. The kids all winter long, all summer, go on that trail. They love it.
Neat.
And it's not too hard. And, no, I mean, that was a great addition to the property.
Wow.
Cindy, as hard as you work, obviously you can't do all of this yourself. I want to give you a chance to brag about your staff for a little bit, because we've had the opportunity to interact with them, and they are just the best people.
They are the best people. Well, one of the things is that they're local. Mm-hmm. They're local. They live and breathe Maine. They know that they're in the hospitality business. I call my front desk staff the problem solvers. Mm-hmm. You'd be amazed what happens at a front desk. But anyway, I have people that have been with me for 40 years. I have a lot of college kids. I have a lot of high school kids. I mean, luckily the state allows me to hire 14 and 15-year-olds. And I can't tell you how many have come back 30 years later and said, this was the best job.
That's awesome.
It makes me feel good.
Mm-hmm.
You've built such a positive culture there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It is.
The outdoor events, too. We've had outdoor events at Poland Spring. Mm. And again, you just can't beat it. Have we missed anything?
I think the last thing would be about the Preservation Society is their mission to preserve the history of Poland Spring. Mm-hmm. And they're doing it in a lot of ways, but like every other nonprofit, they need money. And so please support them with going to a concert, playing in our golf tournament every spring, coming to the museums. Don't be a stranger. Right. Come visit us.
Mm. Especially this time of year.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
So beautiful up there.
Yeah. Oh, I should say their hours, because I've had people show up when they're not open. They're open Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, 9 to 4, Sunday, 9 to noon, and Monday, 9 to 4. They are closed on Tuesdays and Wednesdays.
Yeah. There you go. So don't go today. If you're listening to this on Wednesday. I have the name for those interested of the documentary. It's called True North, Legends of Dogs and Men.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
By Jeremy Grant.
Yeah, really good. And you'll learn a lot about sled dogs, and you'll love my Sawyer.
Oh, Sawyer.
Next year marks 30 years of Uncle Andy's Digest. What started as a beloved print publication has grown into Lydia Media, a full-service marketing partner helping local businesses thrive. From LA Metro Magazine and the Lydia's Lunch Bunch podcast to social media management, website design, and advertising across all platforms, we've got your marketing needs covered. If you're a business making a difference in our community, let's connect. Lydia Media is here to tell your story and help you grow. Lydia Media, in business, for business. Learn more at lydiamediallc.com.
Cindy, we'd like to close out the show with a segment called Three Random Questions.
Okay.
Where we ask you questions that have nothing to do with anything we've talked about.
Okay.
All right. What is one thing that you could teach someone to do today with 100% certainty?
How to be a good waitress.
Give us a couple of tips. Ah, see what I did there.
Well, I mean, don't you hate it when you walk into a restaurant and they go, how many? It's like, how about hi first? How about how's your day? I mean, you can see it's two people. Come on. As I said, I mean, people have asked me, how many employees have you trained? And I'm like, I couldn't tell you.
Yeah.
So many.
I mean, 54 years. I was made the supervisor of the dining room at 18.
Wow.
So I've been in food service since the very beginning. Mm. And, you know, if people like you and you give them good service, there's no better job financially, an hourly job that you can do. Mm. And, you know, you learn a lot.
You learn a lot about people. You learn how to deal with people.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Front desk has to be problem solvers. And that's what I, you know, if somebody doesn't fit there, I move them to a different department.
Right.
It's not that they're a bad person.
Nice.
They just don't know how to interact.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't tell you how many 14-year-olds I've taken that are just so bashful. And by the, you know, they work for me all the way through high school and many times through college. And they leave there with the sense that they're in control.
Yeah.
Good skills. All right. My question. Ready?
No one's ever ready for Sarah's
question. I know. It's easy today. Okay. If you had a superpower, what would it be? Any superpower?
That's a tough one.
Really?
Yeah.
I know what I'd be.
Why don't you tell us what you'd be? Give Cindy some time to think.
I would want to be able to fly.
Oh, that
would
be
that's
cool.
A good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hadn't thought of that one. Yeah,
it's a toss-up for me between that and being invisible.
Well, the funny thing is like yesterday I was going out to for my day off, quote, and I left the property and I waved at staff that didn't know I was in the car, and they didn't respond. I was like, going to have to deal with that today. Yeah, I like flying. I could do that.
You could do the flying?
Yeah, I could. Because there's some days that golf cart gets awful bumpy.
Yeah, and you could just like...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be pretty great.
32 buildings. It's a lot of
You must get in a lot of steps, too.
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
I do. Yeah. I have a great event manager now because I was walking on a typical wedding 15 miles. Whew. Yeah.
It's a lot of wear and tear.
Well, back to the chapel, back to the gazebo, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, back, you know, I don't want to make noise, so I don't use the golf cart. And,
you know. You're so thoughtful.
Yeah. All right, Cindy, final question. What is your favorite leisure time activity?
Sitting on the front porch.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. I did play golf for a while. Great sport. Unfortunately, my shoulder gave out. That was also really fun because I started playing with three other girls that We have similar interests, and that was a lot of fun. When my husband was alive, we did a lot of traveling. I've just started traveling again, so I'd like to travel too.
All right. How is pickleball taking off?
It needs to do better. Yeah. It is so beautiful. So we built these four pickleball courts, and we hired the Gray Tennis and Pickleball Company. They did an awesome job, but it's time-related, so they were playable in May, but they weren't painted until September. So I didn't make a big deal out of them, but I am trying to make a big deal out of them now. You can pay by the hour. You can pay for the season. You can also join our social membership, which includes it. It includes mini golf. It includes disc golf and those beautiful grass tennis courts and our beautiful Olympic pool.
Ooh.
So.
Okay.
Well, we're going to know where to find you.
Yeah, I need one of those.
Sarah needs all of that.
I need all of that in my life.
That's right.
Yeah, for sure.
Cindy, it's been an absolute pleasure. It always
yes,
is. Thank you
is.
So much for joining us today.
Thank you.
And folks, if you would like more information on the Poland Spring Preservation Society, you can go online to polandspringps.org. And if you'd like more info on the stress-free zone, Poland Spring Resort, go to polandspringresort.com. Thanks to Rupert's Beverage and Redemption for sponsoring today's episode. And if you'd like to be part of the Lydia's Lunch Bunch advertising family, reach out to Pam Ashby via email at pam@lydiamediallc.com.
Have a great day. And remember, don't bite your cat. And I will say I have bitten my